But you need to wait fucking to iOS 21 if you want to go out in America. But you know what? Better to start fucking younger, eh? Like us. I don't know about you. Fucking 13 years old to me.
Welcome to Shooting the Shit. Here are your hosts, Sean and Michael.
All right, it's been nearly just a couple of days, nearly a couple of weeks, nearly a couple of months since you've seen the last one. But it's not 2 years again, so that's great. Yeah, nachos have clearly went down the shitter since the last time we were doing this. The last time I had it down to a T, I was... You know, had a nice catchy, you know, slogan to say, welcome to the podcast, you know. Coming up in today's episode, Michael says something about pussy. Yeah, anyways.
Well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, you know what, I don't discriminate. I am an avid pussy lover, I can't deny that. It's the 3rd of February, 2024. Knock, knock, knock. Who's at your door? And you know, 3 is a magic number. Yes, 3 is. It's a magic number. Let me just have a wee fucking tinkle at my telephone right here in front of you. The number fucking 3, right? Let me fucking tell you something about this. The number 3, right? Are you fucking listening, guys? Guysettes. The 3 has always held powerful symbolism, pal. Are you listening? An omen of creativity, communication, optimism, and curiosity. Yeah, the number 3.
Yeah, I think Vince McMahon does.
Yeah, mate, the stories about him are pretty ridiculous. Yeah, you got fucking Big Brock in there, mate. I wonder if he tapped halfway through. You go, I'm going to fucking shoot that chest now. Then you go.
Deli to deli, suplex his dick.
It's just a bit fucking ridiculous. But I don't watch it. I don't watch wrestling like I used to, but I still kept up to date with what the fuck
he's always been a crazy guy.
And, the first time ever. Yeah, he has been a crazy guy, but it's also the first time ever in WWE history that a McMahon has never worked at the company. Fucking nuts, eh? Mad.
No chicken sucker, that's
what you
got.
Yeah, but now we can't get back in this time, eh? Because the last time they had the majority shares in that, but now he's out and there's definitely no way he can come. Yeah. Even if, you know, he's cleared and all that, I'm sure he won't be. And now they put my neck on the line here a wee bit, Michael, but,
okay.
Yeah.
Some size neck, too. Some size neck.
Think of a toothpick. That's about right.
Now think about a chode, a tree stump. That's what Sean's got as a neck.
They call it a big chode here in Mississauga. There's big chode going to square one.
We've chatted numerous times, obviously, about your current situation and where you live. Can you advise people listening, avid viewers, as you say, what is it like to deal with the traffic there? Like driving on a day-to-day for you, what's that like? Is that like a fun experience, or would you be able to explain to people how...
Yeah, well, you know, just to sort of answer that question, my fellow co-host, and this is what is known as your co-host triggering your anxiety, and your co-host... And your co-host asking basically a rhetorical question because they know the answer to this question. But I get it. This is what's called in the podcasting world, throwing your co-host a bone. It's shite. it's crazy. Like, the stuff that you see defies logic.
How many people
More
live
than a million,
Mississauga?
I think. A million and a half, I think. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Whoa, yeah, I've never lived anywhere that's got that much population. Although, like, I've been to London and that, which is, I didn't like that. That was way too fucking busy, man. You're just smelling fucking pits when you're underground, always fucking stinky sweat. And
yeah,
it was roasting as fuck as well. Like 45 degree. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. But you got that in the Toronto underground as well.
I used to like the city a lot, but
Much better than New York. I say much better than New York. New York was fucking disgusting. It was slimy, smelled like fucking shit, ass and piss and everything mixed together. And yeah, some fucking mentally ill people on the train a few times. I mean, look, okay, that happens, but oh, fucking hell, some, people pissing in the middle. Like,
you know, like there's people I know that's been on the subway here as well. It's getting worse everywhere. Like, they're crying and that. And I heard to somebody that.
Oh, really?
And they're on the subway. They're sitting down. It's not too dizzy. Like, everyone's got a seat, sort of thing. And a guy gets up as if he's gonna. So the train's obviously towing into the next stop. And then as he's getting up to obviously get off, and he just punches a guy right in the face on the way out the door. Never even spoke to him. Never even
holy shit. At him.
Like, they were just like both minding their own business. I don't know. Obviously, they could have known each other, but so what I heard that. Like, they were not even sitting next to each other, so they were, like, you know, across the way or whatever. So, that's not as nice when you're just sitting there. For...
Yeah. These unsolicited attacks, but then I don't know if you've seen what happened in London. Yeah, it could have been, but also the thing that happened in London with this supposed, immigrant that came across and had a failed visa attempts and whatnot, and he chucked acid and... A mum and her kid's face, you know, I believe. I'm assuming it's the face. So let me just double check. But that was all over the news. Yeah. It was fucking nuts. I think it was originally, it was in London.
Stay safe out there, people. It's not a fucking pleasant world out there.
This is no wonder people feel like they've got anxiety and stuff, though, because like that stuff happens, you don't expect it. Like, how can you be ready for that? Abdul Shakur Ezidi, oh Christ, convicted of sex offence in 2018. Okay, doesn't seem to be a great guy, to be honest. Last seen in North London on Wednesday evening, and a mother and her 3-year-old daughter hurt by corrosive substance. That's Jesus crazy. Christ, man. Oh my god, her daughter was 8 years old. This motherfucker, man. Like,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Like, everybody's on heightened senses. Yeah. Like, I kind of feel it when I'm out. I'm always like, I wouldn't say I'm 100% relaxed. The time I relax, my fucking key goes into that front door, I turn it fucking sideways, and I turn it sideways again. I unlock that fucking door, walk in, and then that's when I can relax, when I'm in my own place. Get my fucking slippers on, get my jammies on, get the fucking tea on, my balls all hang to the left. I'm like, let's fucking chill out. Ex hamster's on.
What does he call it? The man cave, eh? Yeah, the man cave, home office, fucking Pornhub. I don't know.
Professional wanking zone.
When I conduct my professional activity.
If you were able to get paid millions just for having a chug, you had a mask in that on, right? Mask in that on, nobody fucking can see. Nobody knows it's you. You put a glove on so nobody can see your hand. And the only people that know it's you is if they've fucking seen your dick before, right? Would you do it to get paid fucking
Let me
money?
Ask this, is it just a one-time deal? Like, you just have to do it once and then you're good? Or like...
Well, one time for a million? I'd say over the space of a year or 6 months.
Nah.
No, you're not. Yeah, me neither.
But just saying, we can chat about this off air, you know, and if there's a, you know, if you reconsider off air, I will not share it with the general public, because you know what I'm saying.
Aye, that's what we call me, the wank bank. I wank for money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bizarre what's going on in the world. I don't know, COVID seems to make fucking people a bit more crazy. And I tell you what's fucking crazy, pal. You know, a super Earth, possibly a possible Earth-sized exoplanet found in a habitable zone in fucking space? Bitch, here we go. Is this it, man? Are we going to fucking meet people that we have been fucking controlling us, mate? they are the people that have been playing us, and we're going to meet our creators. Is this what's going to happen, guys? Are we going to meet the... I mean, people say we came from monkeys. The way I fucking behave sometimes, mate, definitely I didn't come from a monkey. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I am an absolute idiot. A baboon's arse is smarter than me. I think I'd break it, because it'd be like, fucking hell, absolute mongol.
This is like
absolute
a big
mongol. Don't fucking say that. I don't fucking say that word nowadays, but like, that was heavily fucking like rife in school and that. And if it's offended you, anybody out there, I'm talking about myself, okay? It's not a great word, I'll be honest. It's not a great word to use, but...
Yeah. And, you know, I've not said this on the podcast for a while, but we don't do this for you. We do this for us, okay? And another thing is it's also free, so, you know, you don't always get good shit for free. Yeah. So if you want to join the OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com/Sean Barnes.
Yeah. For, here,
God. Yeah, come and see. Hot on nose, it's $3 this month.
your first fucking video, they're so piggy with the market. Oh God, piggy porn, Christ's sake, man. Apologies, headphone users, earphone users. A lot of bizarre sounds that have came from my mouth. Sean is actually gagging, it appears, with laughter. The first person I've seen gag with laughter. Let's put it that way. Well, if we're not talking about sexually.
I got confused there because you were laughing like fuck. I was laughing like fuck. And then I saw your face go red as fuck, and I got you confused with my Coke Zero can.
Yeah, mate. I tell you something. I'm not coping with the fucking protein farts now. Up the protein to like 200 plus G's a fucking day. Yeah, it's Make sure you increase the fibre, because you know, shit and cement's not fucking good.
For sure, yeah.
Fucking Jesus, you do a bit of fucking. Have some nuts, have some fucking broccoli, have some other greens, some spinach and beans and all that stuff, just to help with the downstairs lubrication.
Fucking rip your asshole open.
I like to call it. Yeah, you're just basically shitting a fucking block. A big fucking brown block. And if it's any other colour, I suggest you get yourself checked, because if your shit ain't brown...
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not you're fucked, but usually suggests that something else is at play there. Like fucking greasy shits, you get the fucking... go grease shite! Go grease shite! Grease shite! Go grease shite! It slipped at your arse, what a farce, it's grease shite, 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 shite. I have to apologise to the viewers, the listeners. I've got some sort of fucking mild form of Tourette's, some of this stuff. Yeah. I've got zero control over.
So after this episode, we will be sending this to Michael's current employer, and we'll...
Looks like the fucking the wank bank is really going to be saving me.
Got OnlyFans to fall back on, that's the shit.
But no, it's crazy how society has become like that. How that's actually a thing, and people are actually happy about like flaunting about it. Like, I don't know, like, fair play, I guess, them. They can do what they fucking want as their body and that, but definitely something I wouldn't be fucking doing. I mean, I get it. If you're completely not able to find out who you are, I get why people do it. Fucking one man, one jar. Oh.
One man, one food, because everyone got shot off.
Is that what your logo would be? Oh man,
follow me at foot stud.
Before Sean interrupted me and talking about finding this other planet, we're moving on from that now. I'm not going to fucking hold on to that thought. Fucking Tim Cook's teases huge AI announcement later this year. Yeah. Fucking Apple are into the fucking game, eh? And considering they've got the most used mobile phone, it makes fucking sense. Yeah. Why? I'm surprised they're not done it fucking earlier, if I'm being honest with you. All the fucking words that I shout, Siri. Siri, you fucking asshole. Closest Chinese. Sorry, I don't recognize what you fucking said. Because you've got a Scottish accent. Fucking pain in the arse, man. Voice recognition with a Scottish accent is absolutely fucking murder. There's been a murder. Hard R. What the fucking is it? No, not that word. Not that word. Not that one. Purple burglar. Yeah, there you go. Terrible. Purple burglar. Purple burglar alarm. It's not bad. It's weird. Why those words?
Let you smell what the rock is cooking. And speaking of Tim Cook, actually, I was reading up about that. So in iOS 18, the AI, generative AI, the one that's on now is 17. But 18 gets announced in June at the developer conference, and then it aligns with the new iPhone release when it's actually publicly available. So it'll be publicly available in September.
You tell me, mate. iOS is old enough to go and get a fucking drink itself in the UK. iOS 18 fucking going to the bar, you turn to the fucking left, and you're like, who's that with all those features? But you need to wait fucking to iOS 21 if you want to go out in America. But you know what? Better to start fucking younger, eh? Like us. I don't know about you. Fucking 13 years old to me.
Yeah. I'm not saying I do not want that to be public knowledge.
It's, okay, well, you know what? I'm not ashamed to... 16? Oh, that was way worse. Terrible. I was saving up my dinner money in that. And then they had the fucking beard, obviously, back then, because of, like, fucking... Al Jazeera's fucking best young recruit of the fucking year, 2003, 2002 was my breakout season for the Al Jazeera boys. Had a signed picture in that, took a picture. I shook hook with fucking, what's his fucking name?
I don't know.
What's his fucking name? It's Abu Hamza, mate. Abu fucking Hamza. I've ruined the fucking joke. Anyway, I'll redo it. I shook hook with Abu Hamza.
Yeah, there you go.
Great guy, funny personality. He knows how to fucking hang in your wardrobe.
Yeah. How's it hanging?
But aye, fucking absolute nuts. This AI is taking over. I'm genuinely serious. I'm shocked that there's not more serious laws around it, because it seems like we're just fucking letting it do what it wants, or letting companies do what they want. And let's be honest, when it comes to data and how it's managed, there's a big fucking deal. Google, I would argue, are not doing a great job with how they're handling people's data, how they just freely lease people and fucking make billions and trillions of it. So I think this is an opportunity to use AI and kind of marry it with your actual rights with your own fucking data. Is what I'm feeling. So I hope they would take that sip. Yeah, because then they can also go there, maybe like go across the fucking web and find other variants of your data. And this is the time to do it, because that's the whole point. AI is going to go and automate itself and learn.
I think it's got to be an identity or something that's based on the blockchain, because that's where the blockchain comes into this.
Well, CDBCs as well, though. CDBCs, yeah, mate, within the banks, they want to fucking try and control your internet identity. So basically, they know, or everybody knows who you are, because that specific bank account.
The bank's got that information.
Number. I don't know. Don't know if I like that. I feel like it's becoming a bit more of a hell of a lot more of an authoritarian state, man. I feel a lot I think I spoke to you about this earlier on, and I mean, not to sound like a fucking crazy body anti-vaxxer or anything like that, but after getting to this point and all the fucking data and all the stuff that's happening, I don't know if I really... The only benefit of getting a fucking vaccine, yeah, it seems like, is for this vaccine passport, and they can find out, or you can go and do your want, but I don't know if I do agree with how it was done, yeah, and how it was forced on people. Like, you need to... People have got the right and the choice to do what they fucking want in life, and it should never, ever be... Regardless if what they're doing is ridiculous or not, it's their life, they can do what the fuck they want. Obviously, if it's breaking the law, there'll be repercussions, man, but the whole purpose of life is having that fucking freedom of doing whatever the fuck you want, the expression. But there is also a system that controls us, man. And that system is the fucking banks. That system is ingrained in fucking culture. You need to do Monday to Friday. You've got not fucking enough time. At the end of the day, fucking live for yourself. Fucking when you finish work, you've got 3-4 hours to yourself, then you're back on the grind Monday to Friday. Who the fuck came up with this? Fuck you, Ford, you cunt. And what was that dickhead? The fucking capitalist pig. Henry Ford, man. He came up with this whole fucking concept of Monday, Friday. Didn't he? They were bringing all that manufacturing in, and then it was like as a standard that was brought in.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember actually, but I know there was a... I'm pretty sure it was manufacturing, no?
Yeah, there was a hit with workers and led to the industries nearby to introduce a 5-day week. Henry Ford, the legendary car maker, made Saturday and Sunday days off. So yeah, I was right to an extent that sort of way of working is shaped. Why is it not being revisited? Is it because of greed? Is it because of greed? Rhetorical question. It's sad that how many people get to live a truly free life. You know, I don't know many, man. Maybe the odd person here and there. I do.
But the thing is, as well, like
the lucky
ones. Flip that as well. Like if you look at that time where that was created, but he when he created that thing, that was at a time where there was. When that happened, they never had the internet. They never had all these options of ways to communicate with each other, man. So it was very different. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying
that's very true.
There had to be standards like that in place because the effectiveness of communication was nowhere near what it is now. And the access to information was obviously nowhere near where it is now. So I feel like 5 news outlets, which was there, newspapers, TV channels, locals. Even back then, it would have been local stations was the only one you saw. You didn't see any national ones across America or whatever. It was only the local ones. So, old local. Sorry.
Fucking low.
I don't know where we get this shit from, but anyway, you get the point.
Sean Barnes, aka fucking Mexican gangster, SA. Hey, let's take a drink, my lowrider, SA.
But now, even so, you could say now that people are not able to live a free life, or like in that sense, because it's not been revisited. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, that's true, for sure, but this is everybody right now who's in a job that's not their own company, in my opinion, I don't even think I've told you how strong I feel about this till now, but everybody should have their own company right now. They should have their own business. They should do and figure out ways that they can make money themselves, whether it's providing a service locally, a fucking software company. Is he as good as
OnlyFans?
Foot stump.
Everybody do OnlyFans. You've got a fucking camera on your phone. Get your feet out. Get your dick out. Get your tits out. Get everything out. Get yourself online. Make yourself money. Start your own fucking company. Just fucking put your names and input at get my dick out, fanny out, whatever it is you're fucking going to be doing. Feet out. And then make that your fucking Instagram handle. I'll help you. I'll onboard you. I'll make sure everything runs smooth for you. And mate, there you go. I've just started my own fucking business. I'm helping cunts getting OnlyFans. Come on, tax man. Come and fucking... Here, Rishi. Come and fucking get me, you cunt. You Tory bastard.
But that's true, though, right? Like, would you not think that, like, everyone's got access to so much now? I'm not saying it's easy, but it's...
They do, but... With that access, mate, we've got a problem where Misinformation also comes into the fucking episode. Hey, it's me. I'm not actually what I should be. Misinformation. But
yeah,
a lot of people believe a lot of shit, and then that shit gets fucking a snowball and just blows up. But I guess, I guess that this is why you need to be kind of a critical thinker and looking at evidence, and you need to follow a scientific approach. If you're not following a scientific approach, then I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't know what life you're living. But I mean, it must be quite nice, though. You don't have to worry about much. Everything's fucking lovely. You don't overthink stuff. All the fucking different types of ways you could fucking die in this plane, etc. Yeah. Welcome to my fucking head.
Open to his own LLC.
Yeah, it's called Heads, Heads, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
There you go.
Limited. That's it. Here, mate, some people have got a thing for necks. For, I could even fucking chuck lobes in, extra, like, discount 20% on a fucking Saturday. Lobe Saturdays. Fucking, I don't know, arched back Sundays. Titillizing Tuesdays.
Fucking wet tit Wednesday.
I fucking wet tit. I tell you something, by the way. See, going back to the fucking gym, I know I fucking mentioned them, the James I'm talking about, the fucking gymnasium, the last episode, but holy fuck, I don't know why I quit it. What a fucking, well, I know why. I fucking had two kids and got married and all the kind of priorities change. I'm not saying that what I did was right or wrong, it's just, yeah, I felt like I had to kind of keep an eye and make sure everyone was good. But it feels good to actually, like, focus on myself like on a health point of view and fucking mentally as well, because like without that you're not able to fucking tackle the day or the week or fucking anything, to be honest, if you're not healthy, are you? So, but it's hard, mate. Apart again, part to the fucking system. Why is it so hard to fucking eat healthy food, get healthy food? Why is all the fucking bad shit cheap? Why is the good shit not cheap? Why are you accepting this, man? You know what, like, the more I think about this shit, yeah, you're like, you're saying you're in your own business. I am passionate about getting out of the system. Mm. Like, I don't want to be a part of this stuff the whole of my life. I want to feel like, you know, I can truly do whatever the fuck I want without having any consequences. Well, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to fucking murder some cunt, but you've seen all these fucking interest rate drops and all that pish, mate, or sorry, rises and all that stuff affecting, well, it does, obviously it affects all of us, but like, to not have that affect me would be fucking good, but yeah, you're obviously in a smaller percentage. It's just, I don't know, I question a lot with this whole system and certain things that are going on and wars that are going on. Pretty fucking mental. But that's why I try and stay off the news. I think if I watch the news like I did before during COVID, yeah, definitely played a fucking big part of the way I felt and not feeling optimistic and negative and Jesus Christ, man.
This was a short episode of Depression Radio. Nah, not really.
No, absolutely not. On the other side radio. I'm not fucking dead, but you know what I mean? But nah, the fucking, you were talking about the sweat, I think. I don't know. Meow, the sweat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, done. Brain fart. There you go. Well, this is live, guys. We don't record anything. Well, we do. We're doing it recording right now.
You know what, Michael? This is actually our perfect chance. We are recording with Riverside SN, and I don't plug. No issues.
No issues so far? No issues so far? Yeah. You must have fucking listened to the last episode, I'm telling you. You little cunts.
Yeah, but if you are looking out for a new partnership, we are available, and but we will not work for you, okay?
Yeah, you'll be a third party. I was thinking about third parties. The number three, fucking threesome. it got me onto fucking 2023, pal. And the top inventions of 2023. Are you fucking ready to hear some of them, pal? You're talking about you'd been talking about fucking people doing stuff for themselves and making it. So here we've got one of the number one things. Safer seniors. It made 50, what the fuck? Every year, about 50 billion is spent on medical costs related to older people falling. So they've made the, what the fuck? The Cango is an AI-powered smart cane. It's got GPS, a flashlight, a fucking emergency call feature.
I can't hear the phone, it's on the walking stick.
I fucking put the walking stick up to you. You put the walking stick up to your face, you fucking fell. You fucking fell. You're like, hello? Oh, you fucking cunt! I fucking fell, you bastard! And you're fucking person on the other side of the fucking phone call's like, you alright? Oh, I just fucking fell on my phone!
Yeah.
Just fucking ridiculous, man. Like, how, what the fuck, man? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it fucking helps somebody, great. I don't know. The Cango, how you fucking powering it by USB-C? You're sitting in a fucking coffee shop and some cunt's fucking charging their stick. What the fuck? Some cunt, they're on fucking Facebook on their stick, Instagram, sitting there. Taking fucking pictures yet again. Big fucking flaw. Take a picture of your falling your cunt because it's your cane. Fucking selfie stick. Oh, your cunt. Every picture is you on the fucking ground because you fell. Fucking ridiculous. But anyway, what's one of the inventions? This is on time.com, by the way. I'm pulling this from. Some fucking interesting shit, like. I can't believe it. Smart. I mean, I just shocked. Smart fucking cane. It's cane! Then you've got fucking walking with ease. Fucking some neutral neural sleeve. Control for quadriplegics, wow. Mate. Mm. Quadriplegics. Unbelievable. Cost an arm and a leg. She's, I really feel bad for that one, really, though. The beauty of stability. Gaming for all, Sony Access controller for PS5. Never seen a controller like that before, mate. Crazy. It's like a fucking circle with a stick. See, for your OnlyFans, you're probably sitting that stick, mate, and fucking do yourself.
On the size and a fucking stump with it.
Mate, oh wow, Braille on Lego's pretty cool though. Fucking hell, you've got smoother moves, it's this fucking wheelchair. Oh, photo editing outside the box. Adobe Photoshop, generative expand and generative fill. Wow, so you fucking just tell it, I want this and it goes and fucking does it for you. Wow. Art is going to be fucking crazy in the next fucking, well, now there is already fucking AI generated stuff. So we could argue this is the best time to look at art because some people who are not artists are able to fucking get their art out through their mouth. Christ, man. I'm my own blowjob bath, daddy. Thucky thucky.
Have we talked about anything like that's like somebody that, like, say, if you put yourself in the position of our listeners right now, would you say, if you'd been listening to this for almost 40 minutes, had you got anything to take away that would be useful to improve your life?
Yeah, if you've not, then I really fucking apologise.
Well, if anything, you just need to enjoy it. Enjoy it, and yeah, you can go back to your fucking life after this. Anyway, let's continue with the predetermined programming. Michael, over to you.
Oh, yeah. This is what we call throwing your friend under the bus. Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to be fucking talking about cunts. No, I'm actually going on holiday on Monday, so I'm not taking a break from the podcast. Fuck you. I'm just going on my fucking week away. to Centre Parks. Going to be fucking enjoying that.
Don't worry, I'll hook the listeners up with that.
You fucking cunts. Try to come around my fucking house and like smash it up. I'll and I'm fucking
just
stupid.
Look at the show notes and I'll get to the address and that and there. No problem.
But nah, Centre Parks, a break with the kids and fucking like this cabin. I'm looking forward. I'm going to sit at the back and have a couple of cigars. Not the pink ones, like actual ones. I quite enjoy fucking doing that. Just having a wee smoke a cigar and maybe listen to a podcast or just fucking chill outside. Collect your thoughts. I feel like that's a big thing that
You know one thing that I've been putting off, and it made me think about it there because of what you're saying. But just being on your holiday and that, like that's the perfect time to start that ebook you were talking about, man. I can't remember what one it was. The trading one.
Oh, the trading. Yeah.
That's the perfect time because you're going to get, like, you'll just feel more relaxed anyway because obviously you're the OA.
Yeah, I'm fucking trying to get out of the system trading, guys. Yeah. Here we go.
The only trading I'll be doing is enough. I'll be trading Pokemon cards. I'll give you fucking these four cards so that Pikachu you can't.
OnlyFans fucking. Why the fuck are these birds doing OnlyFans and that got no getting their own fucking deck? Their own fucking deck. I'm not meaning deck. Card deck. I know the fucking wee creeps that fucking the wee virgins and that they're fucking subscribed to them.
Well, I've got this fucking shiny one of her actually. Does anybody want to swap me?
Fucking paying 200 quid to fucking wank. You crazy man. Go and fucking lobster tube or fucking Enga, X-Hamster, all that fucking shit they've talked about before. Get a grip of yourself. Literally get a grip of yourself. Yeah, mate, fucking people making millions on that. But anyway, I guess, as I say, each to their own. But, I don't know. Wanking yourself into oblivion and then paying for it is, no. Doesn't seem like a fucking good
investment.
It
just seems like you're just giving everything away.
In one's hand. Aye. All the fucking monitor and your fucking keyboard, the whole lot. Your fucking sock. And your money as well, exactly. Aye, mate, fucking money. Everyone's money back into the fucking system. Oh, I'm talking about the fucking system and money and all that nonsense. We still don't have any movement on cryptocurrency yet. We are how many days away from the halving? Sean, I'd like to... You know what? I'd like to you to answer that.
So February, March, April, so maybe about... Okay, so
18th of April is an estimated time. That's going to be...
So, we know, and this is what I learned from the ETF stuff, and that, like, so, two things I've learned about investing, and one is, no matter what the prices are, don't try and follow them, just have an investment plan, and execute on that plan.
Sneak up on them. Turn around the corner on it. You're behind the couch. Quickly fucking glance at the chart. Go back again. You might fucking scare it and go down. I've done it a few times.
More often than
I was able to fucking scare the charts. Yeah. I've managed to work it out. I've been lucky. I looked at some dips and just fucking bought. The best way is holding.
But that's it. It's diet and just keep buying it no matter what the price is. Just buy it, and then it'll fucking build up over time. And then that's one thing. Yeah. The other thing is with the market, the way it is, like the ETF stuff and that just happened, we were expecting something to happen right after that was approved, like the price was going to go up or whatever. And that in fact, the price went up sometime before that for the ETF.
It was priced in. It was priced in prior to the fucking event. It was
I think that's a big thing going into the next round, even with the halving as well. Like, people are a bit more clued up, so they're not going to wait till after it anymore, I think. So, if it's going to start going up now, you need to start basically putting it in all the time, because then no matter what, you're going to get the benefit.
They said the peak of the market is going to be around about October. It could be well before then. So, yeah, obviously, when you're investing in, you know, cryptocurrency specifically, you don't want to be fucking selling it when the market is tanking like fuck and you're rushing. Like, at that point, you want to have some sort of fucking plan. I've got some figures in mind that I'm going to be start taking profits. That's the kind of way, the only way you can kind of start making decent profits, because if you wait too long for one specific number that might be far-fetched or too high or whatever, then, yeah, the fucking market can just crash below you, and then boom, you're in a fucking bear market before you know it. Then you need to wait 2 years by until the other halfway through before the halving chat is, you're fucking accumulating again. I mean, that's what I did. I wish I'd sold some last time. That was my feeling. I wish I'd sold and I'd made 40k. So that's a lot of money. Don't know what I was thinking. I was just like, hold. But it is what it is. You just need to fucking deal with it. And I'm glad I had the experience of dealing with a fucking market like that, and also not kidding myself that it would just go up. So I've got that experience behind me, but I'm not going to let it happen again and actually take profits. I'm going to have to pay the fucking shitey tax. Yeah. There you go. And they're part of the fucking system. Tax. Why are we not taxing the rich folk properly? Can somebody please advise? Why are we not taxing these fuckers like Bezos? How about fucking prime tax, you cunt? Sorry, viewers, I am being very aggressive with the See You Next Tuesdays and all this stuff, but all a bit passionate here, a little bit passion. And in the bedroom, passion. Everything's passion. Passion, 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 passion.
Yeah.
But no, like, I see that as a way of being out the system, investing in cryptocurrency, any other types of investment, because my goal is to be out the system and fucking live. I'd love to never have to worry about my fucking mortgage. That's what I aim for in my life, having that kind of control and freedom. But yeah, sadly, some people are not in a position to do that, and they're fucking having to struggle. Obviously, I'm blessed I'm in a position now to fucking do something about it. But oh fuck, there's still obviously been hard work. All the fucking days working in Asda and that. Yeah, Asda fucking Walmart. I remember those days, man. Jesus Christ. Rough, yeah. Fucking rough. But you know what? Had to do what I had to do. If you still fucking, if you're working a job and it's like that, look, you can do what you want. You can still succeed and get to where you want. You have to put the fucking effort in and don't give up. Like, never fucking give up on yourself. Never fucking give up on yourself. You just need to dig down, keep fighting. Eventually something will fucking give way. Well, maybe you fucking meet somebody or something happens. Or you know a friend and a job comes in. Like, you just need to keep on fucking be prepared. As in, like, if an opportunity comes, just fucking pull the trigger. Don't be fucking scared. If something scares you, go and fucking do it, because life's too short. And the only way you're going to know is by fucking doing it. Fuck me. I'm on OnlyFans right now, live. Come see my fucking dick, my tits, my ass, fucking everything. Come on. Let's get me fucking mortgage free.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Wishful thinking.
And all of a sudden, I'm seeing all this traffic coming in saying, hey, we should get Michael's OnlyFans page.
Hey, you got Michael's number. Don't worry. For the next episode, I will make sure I've got a QR code you guys can fucking use. It'll be fucking like
lifetime access, you know.
I can send you fucking private videos. Anything you fucking want me to do, I'll do it. No, not an issue. I can do fucking some, you know, accents. I can do fucking impressions. Master team in the ring, Hobbitses!
Hobbitses, master.
I'm gonna do stupid fucking shit like that. Chris, is that you, Chris? It's me. Oh, yeah, I can. The list goes on with the fucking shit that comes out my mouth. But Enough of fucking me. Enough of me, Sean. How the fuck are you going to end this episode?
United loved it. United hated it. United disagreed with some shit. United is scouring OnlyFans right now to find our pages. But I'll tell you this.
Little picky Sean Barnes.
But regardless of any of the aforementioned situations, this is fucking free. We do this for ourselves. And peace out, man, and we'll see you in the next episode.